Well, welcome today. We are so glad you're here this morning at the Fields Church. My name's Travis. I'm the lead pastor. I want to say hello to everyone here. I want to say hello to everyone in Charleston. You guys are doing an amazing job. Can you believe we are 7 days away, 7 days away from grand opening? I know you guys know that. I've heard nothing but amazing stories of the last 2 weeks, you guys laying the foundation for what is going to be an amazing grand opening, which is going to be an amazing then season at the Fields Church in Charleston. Keep it up. We're praying for you guys, and we're so excited for February 3rd. Speaking of that, everyone here today, everyone in Charleston, everyone here today, we can play a part in making sure people around our communities know that grand opening is right around the corner. And so no matter where you're at today, no matter what room you're in today, I feel like we can all come together and do something. So let's do this. Let's take our phones out. And because this morning, earlier this morning, we posted something on Facebook from the Fields Church that is a promotion about the grand opening in Charleston. And so imagine if all of us in the room today, doesn't matter what room we're in, imagine all of us collectively sharing this at the same time. That's what we're going to do. And so hundreds of people will share this morning. And what you can do is take it out. I'm talking to give you a little bit of time. Go to Facebook. We're gonna share this. So it's facebook.com/thefieldschurch. Find that on your phone, whether that's your app or not. Some of you guys were there in 1.2 seconds. Some of you guys are still trying to find your phone. Some of you guys are leaning to the person next to you and saying, how do I do this? So yeah, so grab your phone, get this thing done. You can do this. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna experience momentum. We're going to experience teamwork and unity when we all do this together. So go ahead and do that. If you're still needing a little bit more time, you can do that while I'm speaking. But it's very exciting. I just want to say thank you because you and I together, we have a role to play in helping more and more people know who Jesus is. We want people to find and follow Jesus, Matt, in Charleston and all of our surrounding areas. And so by you promoting the grand opening on next Sunday, so even throughout the week, anytime you guys see the Fields Church promoting, go ahead and share those. Go ahead and be a part of that. And you never know. You never know who's watching your feed. You never know what friends you have that live in Charleston or work in Charleston. This could be for them. This could be for their family members. So when we all get behind this, we're all part of making something very special happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You and I together, we are helping more than you know when we get behind our grand opening. So it's very exciting. Be praying with us this week. Let's slide into today's teaching today because we're wrapping up a series. Today's the last day to talk about first, that the order is important. And I want you to know that we've been going through this for the last 3 weeks, but today I get to wrap it all up. And I want you to understand, if I can speak so clearly today for you to understand one thing, that the order of your life is important. And if you mess it up, your life will be out of order. And so that's why it's really important what we do first and what we put into our life first, because God never created you to live a life that feels out of order. It reminds me of a movie I used to watch. You've probably seen it. It's the Griswolds and Chevy Chase is Clark Griswold. Well, one of the very first times that they did a family vacation type of movie, they were loading up all the family, putting them in that old station wagon. They're going across the United States to go to some big theme park. And so everything that could happen wrong happened. It was bad, bad, bad. Grandma is, you know, passes away and is on the top of the car. So if you've not seen it, you know, it's funny. They get to the end of like their journey and they get to this theme park and they get to Wally World and they all get in and it says closed for repairs and to fix things up and it's out of order. And you know, Clark Griswold, he goes and there's this big moose and he punches this moose in the face and he's like, you know, he's so upset because it's out of order. because they'd worked so hard to try to do something for their family, and then they couldn't get it done. And so that's what happens all the time when we get things out of order. We get so upset, or we have big plans, or we have big aspirations, or we want to get things, we want to do something good for ourselves, our family, our future. And the next thing you know, what we have planned doesn't work out because things are out of order. And deep down inside, the pain that you're experiencing, you feel like you personally are out of order. And so let's avoid that. I want us to, today is going to be really practical. The last 3 weeks, we talked about how you need to have God first. Then we expanded that and said we have to have godly thoughts first. Last week, we talked about have to have God's truth first, having truth in your life and first and foremost in your thoughts. And so today, I want to talk about how you just make God's priorities first. Your priorities have to be in order. If our priorities are out of order, you're going to feel out of order. So today with me, I want to show you how this works. See, this container here, this container represents our life. And our life is filled with all kinds of things. And so all these little things that we fill up our life with, And it fills it all the way up. And most of this stuff is just like Facebook and your phones and, you know, binging on Netflix and, you know, maybe it's, you know, shopping or golfing or whatever. You just, you know, however you spend your time, however other people want you to spend your time, you know, all the to-do lists, all your little sticky notes, everything that you do, it fills up our life. But you and I know that beyond just this would be considered all kind of the non-essentials. Whether it's there or not, you know, your life's still going to be okay. But we end up filling our life with a bunch of non-essentials and really just kind of filler. But then we say, but there are some really important things in our life. And I call those the big rocks. These big rocks are important. So God's like this big rock. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to put God in my life. And then my family and my kids is pretty important. So I'm going to try to fit my kids into this, into my container, into my life. And then you guys in the church, I love the Fields Church. I love being your pastor. And I want to make that a priority in my life. And so I'm gonna make sure that the Fields is in here. And, you know, I'm, you know, trying to, you know, exercise and good health. And we always say, well, that's pretty important. We got to keep ourselves healthy. And so, you know, I probably need a bigger rock for that one. But anyway, so we try to put that in there. And then, you know, I'm big on memories and creating, you know, fun environments and just having fun. And so that's like a big rock for me is like try to have fun. But I'm running out of space and, you know, we put that in there. And as you can see, the things that matter most don't fit into my life because all this other stuff is in there. And what I want us to understand is when we talk about the order matters, you're going to see that if we take everything out of our life and put it back in the right order, we have a completely different outcome. We have a completely different outcome to what life can be like if we put the things that matter most first into our life. So let's think about this differently. Let's take out these really big, important things. And let's, you know, I got my God rock because I think that's so important. And so let's put God in there. And my family rock, my kids, my wife. And, you know, that's so important. And time with joy and, you know, going on vacation or saving for the kids. And so then and then this would be my health rock. This is that better exercise, better take care of yourself. So put that in there and get the Fields Church, you guys, being a better pastor, being best, study more, learn more, big priority in my life. I want to be a better leader. So make sure that gets in there. And just the rock of fun, making sure life is enjoyable and making setting aside time to laugh, to play, to enjoy life and put that in there. And so now I've put my big rocks in there and there's still all of the filler of life. And so watch this, is now that we have the rocks in first, let's see what happens when Facebook, Twitter, Netflix, binge watching, you know, go golfing, you know, go out with friends and, you know, maybe shop a little bit and, you know, more internet and more, you know, whatever you do, filler. Just watch this. It just keeps on going and keeps on going. You're like, wow, that's amazing. But watch this. You shake it a little bit and it's like, I think I can still do everything that's been taking up my time. But the greatest part about this is the big rocks are in there. What matters most is in my life. And yeah, maybe a couple little things might fall out, but for the most part, I get everything that I need and want as long as I make sure what matters most is in there first. And after 4 weeks of talking about first, if we can get anything today, is the order matters. The order matters. We have to get this. We have to understand this, that the order of the things that are important through our spiritual life of God and then the other part of our lives, our family and our job and the things that you consider important, if we put them in first, the outcome is completely different. It works. It works. This is what it says in Psalm chapter 90. It says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Solomon is saying, or David is saying, listen, teach us to number our days, to calculate and realize that we don't just have this unlimited amount of time, but there are limitations to life. There is a container that only holds so much. And so we have to count the days and we have to make sure what we're putting in our days matter. Friends, our kids are growing up. The Spencer boys are getting older. We're growing up. We're looking at how many vacations and summers and what's left before they, one after another, starts leaving after high school. And you start numbering the days and numbering the summers and numbering the years that we have before they begin to just leave the nest and we're empty nesters. And Joy and I made a decision. You're like, no more Christmas presents for the kids. We're going to start creating Christmas memories. For the last 2 years, instead of them getting Christmas gifts, we went somewhere to create a Christmas memory, and we went and explored a different city, somewhere that's cool and something fun to do, and build a lot of memories. Because we know that we've measured the time, and if we're going to what matters most is the fact that the big rock of family, we got to make sure we're getting time for that. And so that's what that looks like, prioritizing what matters most. I want to teach a couple biblical principles today so we can get this. I told you, it's going to be really practical. We're going to figure this out. We're going to identify our own big rocks. But here's a couple biblical principles. You may have even seen some of this in a business conference, or you've seen this over the years. But as much as it's taught in the business area, these are biblical principles. What you do first matters. So number one, the order determines the capacity. What you do first actually determines how much you can hold, how much is on your plate, how much you can put into your life. The order matters, and it determines your capacity, like this container. This container is like your life. And what you put in it first depends how much you can hold. We got the big rocks in and everything else. As long as the order was right, the outcome ended up being it all fits. And so if you place them in first, the important things, it all works out. And you don't live this life that feels like you're completely out of order. The correct order provides you an outcome that you're like, now this is what God intended for my life to be like. Let's take a look at what Jesus says in Matthew. He says, do not worry about saying, you know, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans are people who don't believe in God, don't follow God. They're not, their values are not under God's values. They're doing their own thing. That's what the pagans run after. They run after all these things, all the things. The pagans run after all the things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them, but check this out. Seek first, see there's order there. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And what happens? And all these things will be given to you as well. You see, if you place God first and kingdom things first and the most important things first, God's going to make sure that you get all the stuff that you want in your container, but you got to make sure that we are seeking first his kingdom. And when that happens, then all of a sudden, if you get the order right, then your capacity grows and you can fit it all in. And that's what life is all about, trying to figure out, how does this thing work? If you wake up every day and you are so stressed out and you're full of anxiety and you're just, you know, and you're like, I just don't know how to do all this, chances are you don't have the big rocks in your life first. I'm going to talk about that, how to do that. It works this way. If you prioritize the important areas of life, then you get more out of life. That's what we have to do. We have to prioritize these important areas of our life so what we get more out of it. We get more packed into our life container that says, you know what, that's going to work. That's going to work. Priorities are so important. So let's make sure the things that matter fit in there first. Now, I just told you, we like to make memories as a family, so we travel a little bit. Ever since our first son, Dakota, was born, he was like 6 months old, and we threw him in the vehicle, and we headed all the way over to the Carolinas for a vacation, and ever since then, you know, he's 15, almost 16 years old, and for the last 15 years, we put our kids in the van, and we travel anywhere we want to because we like doing that. Now, when they got old enough and strong enough to lift things, they were part of the, hey, let's pack the van for the trip. A lot of times we'd put everything in kind of the front room, and then it was like, okay, everybody, take everything out to the van. We're going to load the van. And so I would give the all clear, okay, load the van, and they'd start taking things out to the van, and they'd start loading the van, and I'd walk out there, and they had the back hatch open, and they'd thrown in some random shoes, and they threw in their blanket, and they threw in a pillow in the back, and they threw in a stuffed animal, and they threw in a weird bag of pool toys that took up way too much room, and they, you know, and then they throw in their bag of Doritos, and all of a sudden I get out there and all that stuff's already been chucked into the back of the van and nothing else, just that stuff. And they're like, and I get it, you can't even see out the back of the van. Like if I look through the rearview mirror, you can't even see out the back. And I'm like, you guys, like, and I go into the house and our suitcases are still in there. You know, three big blocky suitcases and they're still in the front room and they've got the back of the van already packed. And I'm like, guys, we got to get the suitcases in. And they're like, there's no room. And so then I do what every dad would do, empty the van, and they're grumbling, and they're like, no, we want to empty the van. So I make them take everything out of the van, and we're like, listen, we go and get the suitcases, and we're like, you got to put these in first. And you put the suitcases in, then you can put in your pool toys, then put in your dumb little stuffed animal, then put your little blanket, you know, just put all, you know, and then the last thing goes in is the Doritos, whatever, you know, they pack it all in. The next thing you know, we packed up the van, and guess what? I could see out the back. They're lounging, you know, it's good. We're good for the road trip. You had to get those big suitcases in first. Now they're pros. Like, I don't have to do anything. In Dakota, they all haul the suitcases out, and it's like they're playing human Tetris. You know, they're getting it all packed in right, and they are pros at it because I've taught them. I'm passing this down as a Spencer family tradition. Know how to pack the van. You can get more in the van for the trip. And it's the exact same thing with life. Know how to pack your life. Make sure that the big rocks are in there first. Make sure that because what that does is it determines the capacity of what you can do in your life. You can do more, and you will get more out of life if you put the big rocks in first. It's really, really important. The second thing I want us to understand is order communicates priorities. The order of what you're putting in your life actually communicates to everybody else around you what your real priorities are. So if the big rocks aren't in first, people take notice of that. They know. You can't fake it forever. They're going to know. You want to ask a really dangerous question to one of your kids or your spouse? Ask the question like, hey, how am I doing? How am I doing as a husband? How am I doing as a dad? Now brace yourself, because there's a great chance that they're going to say, well, you know, you work a lot. Or, you know, that time you said we're going to go fishing, we never went fishing. You know, I'm still waiting to go fishing. Or you said you were going to come to the game and you didn't show up to the game. And just be careful. Just be ready if you're going to ask the question, hey, how am I doing? They may actually tell you the truth, and you may actually realize, wow, they're noticing that I didn't do what I said I was going to do, and maybe we have to watch out because maybe our big rocks aren't where we think they are, and we have to be super careful of that just because we're doing a lot of stuff. Jesus gave a warning to a church in the book of Revelations who was doing a lot of stuff, but it wasn't what God had asked them to do. Let's take a look at this. It says, I know all the things you do. I've seen your hard work. Another translation says, I see all the deeds. Like, these were good things. They were doing a lot of stuff. Like, they were doing things that mattered. I see all the things that you do. I've seen your hand at work. Then he goes on to say this later. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. And he's saying the things that you did at first, loving me and loving people, like, you're not doing that anymore, but you're still doing a lot of other stuff. You're still doing a lot of other things. And the order matters. The order really communicates to everyone else what our true priorities are. And I know, like, I know you're busy. I know your plate is full. I'm with you. I know that your calendar is packed. I know that you feel like you're just spinning all kinds of these plates. I know that you're saying, I just got no more room in my life. I'm just doing stuff all the time. People keep asking me to do more and more, and I keep doing all these things. So we have to ask ourselves, are we doing the right things, and have we put into our life the most important, the big rocks? Because the big rocks will help people know what our real priorities are. And what's the most unfortunate thing is your kids know. Your kids know if the big rocks are in you or if they're missing. The people around you that you know the most, they know, they can tell, they notice if the big rocks are in us or the big rocks are missing. Maybe we just need to ask some people around us, how am I doing? Because we can't fake it forever. And we need to make sure that we realize that the order of what we place in our life really does communicate to everybody else around us what our real priorities are. The other thing I want us to understand is that the order impacts the rest. Now, we've said that over the last couple weeks. The order impacts the end of the story. What you do now and what you place is important in your life now really does impact the rest. It'll affect your life. It'll affect the outcome of your life. I want to teach a passage. I want to read a passage to you. Now, it's more of a financial passage. It was written in the lenses of managing money and giving and generosity. But it can be taught to show all other aspects of life. So I want you to see this today. It says this, and it's a proverb. Solomon writes this, and he says, in all your ways, submit to God, submit to him. And then he says this, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then, everybody say then, everybody in Charleston say then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. What happens when you give to the Lord the first fruits? What goes in first? The first fruit was the best of the crop. The first fruit was the biggest rock of the harvest, and saying, this is the best, this is the greatest. And he's saying, when you give God your first fruits, then it affects the outcome. It affects what God's going to do in your life. It affects the blessing. It affects the end of the story. For them, the barns are going to be filled overflowing and the vats will brim over with new wine because they did what they needed to do first. Now, I know this was a financial passage, and so let me just explain real quick. Like, so for us, we're supposed to give the first 10% of our income to God. It's called the tithe. If you've never heard that before, it's called the tithe. But what I want us to understand is I really think instead of always doing the math of the tithe, that God is probably more concerned with the order than he is the amount. So are you giving God the first and the best? And so let's not worry about the amount right now. Let's worry about the order. Or is God at the end of the list? Or is God at the front of the list? We need to take a little bit of a check, because what we deem as important will impact the rest of your life. That could be family, that could be time management, that could be finances, all of those things. Why do I need to prioritize these rocks? Let's ask that question. Why do I need to? Here, let me explain it this way. The distance between the truth of what you know and the reality of what you do equals the pain you experience. In other words, this is what I know to be a very important priority, but this is the reality of how I'm living. And the distance between how I'm living and what I'm supposed to be doing, there's this pain in between. The pain or the confusion or the anxiety or the stress or the your life not feeling like it's working, like the out of order feeling, is because there's a distance in your life between what you're really doing and what's really supposed to be doing and what's really important. And so if we could shrink that gap and what we do equals what the biggest rocks and priorities are, that pain can go away. And no longer do we feel out of order, because out of order is a hurt. It's an emotional pain, and it's the lack of peace. And we want that for you. I want you to know God does not want you living out of order. God doesn't want you feeling that way. So we got to identify these big rocks. What are my big rocks? What are your big rocks? I want you, at the end of the day, you're going to write down. You can take out the Fields Light Guide and you're going to submit that. You can email these to yourself. You can take notes today. And, you know, what is your big rocks? How do you even do this? There's two things you can do to determine what your big rocks are. Number one is this, is you got to determine what is important. The what. What is important? What is important in your life? You have to ask yourself, what do I deeply love? You write that down. I love my kids. I love God. I love my church. I love my future. I love my retirement. I love this sport. I love, what do you deeply care about? My answer, you know, my big rocks, I talked to you about, you know, there's a big rock of family, a big rock of God, a big rock of the fields, a big rock of taking care of myself, a big rock of enjoyment and having fun in life and enjoying life. But what do you value? Because that's mine. What are your rocks? You need to write down your rocks. One of the things you have to ask yourself in the just kind of discovery of this is, what is the mission of your life? What's the value? What are you supposed to be doing while you're on earth? Because those are the important things. Is it raising kids? Is it, you know, helping your neighbor know who Jesus is? What's the mission of your life? Paul helps the church in Ephesus understand this is so critically important. He says this, so be careful how you live. Live as men who are wise and not foolish. Make the best use of your time. You've heard all this over the last couple weeks. These are sinful days that we're living in, so be careful how we're living. And then he goes this, do not be foolish. Understand what the Lord wants us to do. Like, we got to understand the mission that God has for you and for me. We need to understand what the Lord has for us. In other words, you need to discover your purpose. Because when you discover your purpose, then you can define what your big rocks are. You know, we say this all the time about the day that you were born. There's two important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you discover why you were born. Because when you discover why you were born, now you can decide what your rocks are. Oh, I was born to be an incredible dad. I was born to be an incredible neighbor. I was born to help other people know about Jesus. I was born to make a difference in somebody else's life. We're passionate about that here at the Field Church. We want you to know why you were born. We want you to discover your purpose. I said this last week. If you hang out with us for a year and just kind of do what we do and kind of fall into line the things that we tell you to do, we only do four things around here that we say, hey, it's excellent. We want you to do these things and just follow. We want you to be in every weekend service. Just come on weekends. Because Sunday is so you can know God and you can help other people know God. So you come in on Sundays. Sundays are important. The other thing you need to do is you need to get into a group. We're just launching groups. Groups start next week. So you get into a group because then you can begin to build some relationships. And life change happens outside of these rows, but in circles. And life change is really going to happen in the context of relationships. So get in a group. The other thing you need to do is you go through Growth Track. It's four times we get together. Week one, week two, week three, four. Just four times. Discover your purpose in four weeks. Four. Not 400. Not 40. Four. Just four. Give us four times. That's all. And all of a sudden you're gonna discover your purpose. And then we just ask you like serve. Serve beyond yourself. You start doing that all for an entire year. And at the end of this year, if you're like, I don't know, the Fields Church is not a very good place to be. If you do an entire year with us and you do all those four things all the time and you do it, and you're like, I will personally help you find a better church. And if we go and find another better church, I may just go with you because I really believe that the Fields Church, if you spend a year with us doing these things, great things are going to take place in your life. You're going to get things in order and your life is going to work. And you're not going to feel like you are out of order, but you have to determine what is important. The second thing you have to do, and the final thing, is you got to decide who is the most important. Now it's relational. It's relational with God, and it's relational with others. Who is important? This determines the big rocks. I'm sure you've heard this passage before, but in Matthew it says Jesus is replying to this question. He says, you know what? You must love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first, there's order again. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is this, see the order? First, love God. Second, he says, love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. First, love God. Second, love people. See, it's all about relationships. So if you're gonna go after your big rocks are really about the who. It's about relationships. It's about who matters most. Family, kids, church, friends, neighbors. Who helps you define these rocks? Making relationships the priority of why you're alive. Let that settle in. The relationships in your life need to be a priority of your life. And if we're going to talk about order, then of all the relationships, it's God first. God first. Love God with all your heart, all your soul. Love God. Love people. Huge rocks. That helps us know what's important in our life. The question I have for you is, do you know who is important to you? Yeah, maybe your spouse, maybe your kids. But have you got the order right where number one is God? Because I want you today, to really begin to ask yourself, is God number one? In fact, I want you to close your eyes for just a moment. Close your eyes, bow your heads, and I want you to maybe picture the fact that your life right now is a little messy. The rocks aren't fitting in. The life is out of order, and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to get all this to work? So some of you in the room, some of you watching this, you know that you need to place Jesus first in your life, like right now. Right now as you're hearing this, you need to ask Jesus to come into your life because that's the most important step that you guys can take. Let's pray together.